I'm sinking faster and faster. Between heaven and disaster. Sorry if I made you feel like I'm standing on the borderline. Whoa.
And we're back. This is DJ King, and you're listening to the Hollywood Slang only here on Penguin Radio. So before I left, I was talking about Les McAllister, who was part of, you know, the Bachelor family, which is the Bachelor of the show. And she was a lovely person, and she will be missed from the entire Bachelor family. She did pass away. She was from the Bachelor's 14th season in 2005, and she passed away on Tuesday. This is a really sad story, but it's something I wanted to cover because it is something important. She was taken to the hospital after she was found. She was in a stable condition when they found her, but she was taking a lot of pills. As I said, she was taken to the hospital, and then that's where her health kind of just went downhill from there, and then she soon later passed away when her family took her off life support. But people who did know her, and like the Bachelor producers and the crew, did bring a statement out, and it said, in the short time that we knew Lex, she was a lovely person inside and out. And this is just a really sad story. It's just someone else who has been taken from everyone too young. And because she was super young, she was 29. And that is a super young age. But my condolences do go out to the family. And I hope everything works out smoothly. So I kind of switching gears now from Lex McAllister story. I'm gonna be talking about Tyga, and he blames the fire marshal for Paul McCartney's Grammy 2016 after party rejection. So, by this, I don't know what I mean. Well, after Paul McCartney appeared to be turned away at a Grammy after party, Tyga was invited to host the Grammy Central. Tyga was hosting a party there. That is And Paul McCartney came to the party, but I guess when Tyga opened the door, he wasn't able to let him in due to the fire marshal saying that there were already too many people. There were just too many people at the party, and it was against fire hazard. So he had to turn away Paul McCartney, and a lot of people were super, super mad at this issue. Like, how could you just do away with Paul McCartney? Like, they were talking about the Beatles, and like, how could you turn someone away that's famous? And he was like, it's not me. And I wish I could find the video, but I don't have it. It was the video of Tyga talking about it, and they were making a really big deal of this issue that I really didn't believe was such a big deal. And but to a lot of people, it was a huge deal, I guess. And Tyga has apologized. He said that Paul McCartney is an actual real OG, I guess. And he has nothing against him, but he has responded in case, with apologizing. But Paul McCartney has not responded to Tyga's apologetic tweets yet. So you know, maybe Paul McCartney is feeling a little bit salty about the situation. But I mean, Tyga already apologized, so I don't know how much more he can do. But okay, so moving on, Sage the Gemini has also begged ex Jordan Sparks to give him another chance through some bizarre open letter on Instagram. A lot of things are happening over social media. Social media is just booming right now. It just sounds funny to me that he's going to put a love letter to her so public. You know, I feel like a love letter should be personal. But I mean, hey, Sage, you do you. So, welcome to the, you know, our ordinary romance. I talked about relationships on my show before. But, you know, relationships to me are just something I don't know why. I really like to cover, and I really like to, like, put my two cents into it, just because I, like, it's like just me, and I just want to tell you guys how I feel. So the rapper Sage took to Instagram and posted a picture of him and his ex-girlfriend. And I know he was trying to get attention from her, and also you know, everyone else and all the fans and everyone to be like, oh, this is such a nice gesture, da da da, taken back. But, you know, the picture is, it's a really good picture. It is of him and Jordan, like, in one, they're, Jordan's kissing Sage Gemini on the cheek. The other one, Sage Gemini has his tongue out. He's sticking his tongue out, and Jordan Sparks is, like, looking at him and, like, giving him, like, a weird face, I guess you can say. But, he took the Instagram and he posted the picture, and he was hoping to get such great responses. You know, he thought, you know, he said, oh, I miss you so much. You look so amazing at the Clyde Davis party. I'm not able to call you and express how much I appreciated the look because you won't answer nor text. The feeling is horrible. Like, I don't understand why you're going to put yourself on blast over where, but you know, over millions of people are going to see this. I don't, like, to me, it's not sad, but it's like, I know he's trying to, like, be cute about it, but he even said in the thing, please call me back. I just want, like, a hug and a kiss or something. And he put his real name. He didn't even put Sage the Gemini. And Sparks has not responded yet. Well, publicly, anyway, she hasn't responded yet. Maybe she texted him or anything. But, you know, Jordan Sparks, going off her past relationship with long-term boyfriend Jason Derulo, my personal opinion is that she just didn't want to go there again with Sage. Like, she didn't want to have to go through, like, a rough breakup, because I know her first breakup was super, super hard on her, and it was a big deal. But I guess 3 years prior to dating Sage, Jordan Sparks also admitted that she was figuring things out when it comes to life and love. And she said that, I feel like my 20s, you're learning who you are, you're figuring out what you really love and what you like. And, I also have to agree with her on that. But, so, you guys think she decided to call him back, but, I wonder if she's going to call him back or anything, but I'm going to hopefully get the first scoop, so I guess she'll have to stay tuned for the next episode of The Hollywood Slang. We'll call it, like, the Sage and Jordan edition or something like that. I have to know. Okay, now we're going to talk about somebody who I absolutely love. I have to say I love her. It's Kylie Jenner. I know I'm probably going to get stuff for this, but I don't care. My cousin Ashley, I know you're listening right now. You know I like Kylie Jenner. So, yeah, I'm going to be talking about her. She's teaming up with Puma. And after, supposedly, she declared to Kanye West that she's 1,000% on Team Yeezy. Yeezy, if you guys don't know, is Kanye West's clothing brand. So the family has been divided, I guess, now. And, well, at least in terms of, like, footwear and athletic apparel. Kanye West, you know, took to Twitter again, as he always does. That is his favorite thing to go to. He took to Twitter and to rant about his effect that Kylie Jenner is collabing with Puma is now official. So, global director and brand marketing of Puma, Adam Patrick, stated in that statement that he's pleased and excited to have Kylie Jenner working for Puma, and that she's going to do great things. Like, I'm trying to just sum it up. She's going to do great things for the spring and summer, for April 2016. But, you know, Kylie is super excited about doing this. She's expressed it on social media. If you guys follow her on Twitter and Instagram, she's posted pictures with Puma, wearing all the Puma brands, the shoes, you know, all, like I said, all the athletic wear. And you know what? She's honestly, everyone says that she was, like, born into everything, and they don't really do anything with their lives. I think that the Kardashians and the Jenners are super successful women. I think they're really strong, and I think, you know, they do a lot. They do a lot, and I honestly can say I really do like them. A lot of people don't. Me, I do. I like them a lot. I watch the show. I try to keep up with, like, all the news about them. Like, they are a big deal to me. Anyways, Kylie Jenner has represented, like I said, a fresh and exciting new era for fashion. If you guys follow her, like I said, on social media, Instagram, Twitter, her style is a unique style. It's not something you see on the everyday person. It's not something you see on the everyday celebrity. Her style is fit for her, and her confidence and her determination to show people that she can do what she wants, and that she, for being as young as she is, she's very successful. And you know what? She is really successful. But her brother-in-law is kind of not upset, but, you know, I think he's a little salty about the situation when he does the Adidas for the Yeezy Boost shoes. And then he ran to the Twitter that his sister-in-law rumored partnership with the competitors 1,000% that there will never be a Kylie Puma anything. So for him to take to social media and then say that Kylie will never do Puma and for her to sign, I guess, you know, it does look bad, so he can be a little mad. But I mean, you know, Kylie's trying to make the money. She's going to make the money regardless. And yeah, so you know what? And then what was really nice, I forgot to say, is Kylie talked about, she left like a last word thing, and she said, footwear is temporary, but family is forever. So, you know, that was really cool for her to like end like a sweet conversation like that. And sticking to Twitter and everything else going on, Twitter, if you guys don't know, we might not have had the update yet, but Twitter's new GIF search feature is here, and it's the most awesome way to waste time yet, guys. I went to the video, I looked it up. I can't try it yet. I haven't tried it on my own phone. I don't think I have the update yet. But I did watch videos on it, and you can do anything you want on this GIF, on this thing on Twitter for GIFs. You guys know what GIFs are, like the moving things, that moving stuff. Honestly, all I can say is, like, goodbye, like, wasting free time. Like, I'm not going to be wasting free time. Well, like, it's kind of, I don't think it's wasting free time. But Twitter has a new feature, like I said, GIF, the search thing. And you can search from anything you want. Happy Hump Day to cats jumping around. Anything you want. Anything you could possibly think of, there's going to be a GIF for it on Twitter. So Twitter has announced, like I said, the new feature today, and they're saying that they chose to add the technology because they realized that the users were straight up obsessing over posting GIFs. I mean, I got into a little, I'm not going to lie. I got into a little GIF frenzy like a couple months ago, and I just would literally ask my friends, I would literally send them GIFs all the time about random stuff. We would have group chats with GIFs, and we would just send GIFs as communication. It was hilarious. I really enjoyed GIFs. Talking about it now, I haven't even used them in forever. But apparently in 2015, Twitter shared over 100 million GIFs. And honestly, I bet you like half of them were all dancing cats, because like, why wouldn't you want a dancing cat as a GIF? But you know, the update for the Twitter thing for the GIF has just came out, so it is going to be functional, and it's, because it's only rolling out today, it's going to be appearing on the iOS, Android, and at Twitter.com. But you can't really use the GIF yet if your phone isn't updated or if your app isn't updated yet. So if you want to start using the GIF, I guess you can say I would start, you know, updating your phone if you can. If not, you're going to just have to wait until your phone's updated. But, you know, it's something really cool that you guys should get on if you're trying to waste some time when you're bored or something, because, you know, they're really fun. Alright, moving on to another story, which is, you know, about Kanye West. He is just all in the, like I said, he is all in the stories, he's all in the news, he's just everywhere. So he flipped out on Saturday Night Live when he was... and then went to Twitter to rant about it, but he avoids his last one there. So you know how I said how he posts things and he goes back and says, oh, I didn't mean this, and he apologizes. Well, he's doing that again. He is famous for this. So like I said, he took to social media to rant about his meltdown backstage before performing on Saturday Night Live. He was upset. He was rightfully upset after a last minute change to his set. Like, he got so upset because they changed a little thing. I think it was like, it wasn't even like the key to the music he was singing. It wasn't like an instrument. It wasn't like anything that was, I would think is really important. I think it was literally like a backdrop of a set or something. It was something really, really small like that. And he took to social media. He was super upset, and I guess he had a meltdown backstage. And it was, to me, this story was just funny because it was like, how old are you and you are having a fit over a change in a backdrop? Like, there are more problems going on in this world that you need to pay attention to than a backdrop. But anyways, he did, like I said, took social media, he was so mad. It was just super funny to me. But he is also talking about some other tweets that he was tweeting about the, it was at the Grammys, and in And it was on the Grammys, and it was also on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He was talking about a lengthy message from Kim Kardashian's husband on Twitter, and he was saying that it was about him running for office, I guess, in 2020. I guess he really wants to run for office in 2020. But he was talking about how he wants to lower prices of textbooks, and education puts Americans in flight, I guess, of debt. And they don't even get a chance to start because they're paying so much for school that they're going to be in debt, like, forever because the school's so expensive. So he was talking about how he has a friend who works really hard, and she makes, like, $370 a day, and like her son just got into like a really good school, and his textbooks are like $400 each, and that means like his mom has to work like 2 days just to afford like one book for his son. So Kanye says that she's given everything that she has to make sure her son has a better future, and he said that he'd rather teachers get paid more and books cost less. And you know, I'm in college, and I don't know. It's okay, but you know what, Kanye, that's really good what you're doing. And it says, and you know, he's like, look, he's already ramping up in his campaign for 2020. Personally, I don't know if he's actually going to run for office in 2020. If he does, you know what, good for him. And I think if he wants to run, he should just run. All right. I like The Simpsons. You know, you guys like The Simpsons. I do. I guess their show, when I read this story, it caught me off guard for a second because I had to read it multiple times because I was so confused with what they were talking about. They're talking about The Simpsons going live. And I thought to myself, like, how can an animated show go live? But they are saying live from Springfield, it's The Simpsons. Like, Fox, I guess, is taking, like, this show for the first time ever. This show's had 27 seasons. That is crazy. I've never watched a show with 27 seasons before. But they are going live May 15th at 8 p.m. Yeah, I honestly didn't even know what to think about it when they said live. But they're saying that Marge, Lisa, and Bart will turn the show over to Homer, who will take you break, you know, everything that Homer does, and will be live for the last 3 minutes of every episode of the new season of The Simpsons for the East Coast and the West Coast. It is starting Sunday, May 1st, until Wednesday, May 4th. You guys, fans, if you are like The Simpsons, you can tweet about using the hashtag #HomeLive. And it's going to be really good. It's going to be super good. I feel like it's going to be a really good show. But it's going to, like I said, it's going to have its new season for season 28. And they are going to be live. And I really want to see how they're going to do this being an animated show. But, you know, I think they're going to pull it off. If this show's had what's going to go on 28th season, I think they know what they're doing. So The Simpsons is, if you guys want to watch it, it's on Sundays, 8 p.m. on Fox. So before I talk about my next story, I'm going to go on my last break. But before I leave, I want you guys to stay tuned because I think we all heard about Monopoly, the board game, right? I think we all grew up playing it. I think we know everything about it. Stay tuned because I'm going to be talking about the new version of Monopoly that's coming out to, you know, kind of appeal to our young, hip generation. So this is DJ King, and you're listening to The Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio.
Somebody loving you like I do, someone who's there for you. Don't judge her, cause I know we're only human. I must be stupid, babe, letting you slip away. If you show me all your flaws, I'll show you mine. I'll claim your baggage, ain't all no need to
misunderstood. Now it's my job to make you a believer. Them boys ain't like this man. Can't love you like I can. If you show me all your flaws, I'll show you mine. I'll claim your baggage. Then I'll no need to hide.
To the Hollywood Slang here on Penguin Radio. So before I went to break, I was talking about the game Monopoly. And everyone's heard of the game Monopoly. If you haven't, you should find out what Monopoly is. You know, growing up, I played Monopoly all the time with my family. That was just one of the games that my family ended up having. So that was the game that me and my cousins and my friends ended up playing. It's inevitable when you guys are playing this game, when you sit down with your family, the number one thing you guys fight over is what pieces or what, like, characters you guys are gonna be, and the number two is the banker, because he or her will cheat, and you know they'll cheat, because you just know they'll cheat if they're the banker, because they're gonna be taking the money. At least that's what happened every time I played Monopoly. Or you're gonna be playing with somebody, like I played with my grandma before, and she's focusing on, like, certain properties that she wants to buy, when I just really just want to play the game, and she'll just be, like, making the game go by slow. I'm like, Grandma, can we get it going? And she's just like, okay, but yeah. Anyways, what I'm trying to talk about with this new game is called Monopoly Ultimate Banking, and it's going to come out later this year, but it's trying to, like, get up with, like, this new, I guess, our technologically savvy society that we have. They're trying to change the game. Instead of having, like, the money, like, the actual money and, like, all of that, they're trying to switch it so the players will just have credit cards, so they just, you know, scam their money, and they don't have any cash. Like, see, this is the sad story to me, because they're taking away everything that was so fun about the game, and they're just making it so easy for everybody. Like, they won't have to count money, like, all of the $100, the $50, the 20s, the 10s, the 5s. Like, you know, this is a childhood game to me, you know? And they're just totally changing it. But, you know, instead of the game now taking, like, you know, 16 hours to finish, it's only going to, like, take you, like, 12 now. So, I mean, hey, 4 more hours to do something that you want. But, oh, another feature about the game is, like, the chance cards that you get. You know the little chance cards you get in, like, when you're playing the game? They're called life events, and they will cause prices of, like, properties to fluctuate. But, like, in real life, what's worth $1,000 to you today might, like, you know, that might be just worth, like, a couple bucks tomorrow. But, I mean, the latest change it's saying is, you know, just, like, the cards. There's no more money. It's just cards. And, like, I think the characters are different. And they're just changing everything about this, like, game that was so fun to play. But what I'm thinking, like, to myself is, like, I wonder if this is going to make the game better, or if they should have just, you know, stuck with the money. But, you know, personally, we're all kind of, like, getting, like, annoyed with, like, the change, because, like, honestly, I'm going to just be honest. I'm kind of getting upset with this, because, like, how are you secretly supposed to stash the money under the board, you know? I know everyone did that, and if you're saying you did it, I know you did. Like, I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry. All my cousins that are listening, all my family, friends, if you're listening, if we played Monopoly, I probably did stash the money under the board after I passed the 200 to go. Like, I'm going to be honest. But, you know, at least I got that off my chest. So, moving on. I'm going to be talking about the Kardashians, finally. There's someone, people I like to talk about. So, Kourtney Kardashian attends Justin Bieber's Grammy after party with her sister, Khloe. And as soon as they're sighted together, a lot of talk starts happening. As you know, Kourtney Kardashian and Justin Bieber were said to have this, like, you know, they're supposed to have, like, this secret love for each other. It wasn't so secret, though. They were posting on social media. They were seen together out in public. They were walking out of a hotel room together. You know, that's just something, you know, you don't usually do with just, you know, an ordinary friend. But, you know, Justin Bieber is only 21. But, I mean, you know, he is of age. So if her, him and Kourtney Kardashian wanted to, you know, have this speculated romance that's going on, I mean, that's fine. But it's just so funny how people, the public, just takes these two celebrity icons, and as soon as they see them hanging out together, they're supposed to be supposedly dating, or, you know, they're having an affair or something like that. Like, I don't know. To me, it's really funny. But as we all know, Bieber is currently connected to Hailey Baldwin, who is a model. And Justin Bieber did say that he really loves Hailey, and he enjoys spending a lot of time with her. But, you know, I think even though, you know, they're this exclusive couple, he is about to go on tour. And, you know, honestly, relationships at our age, because we are the same age, I feel like they're already complicated. And when it comes down to it, it is between them. So, I mean, if he chooses to get in a relationship, then that's on him. But that's just something, you know, that I had to cover, because it had to do with Justin and the Kardashians, you know. Speaking of Zendaya, she's also the music that you are hearing while I'm on the air right now. I'm going to be talking about Zendaya and Odell Beckham Jr. Are they dating? Are they not dating? This has been talk. They were arm-in-arm at the Grammys after party. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, we might have a new couple on our hands, but I don't want to speak too soon because I do not know. But they were seen, you know, cozying up with each other after the 2016 Grammys. Zendaya is like a Disney star. Anyone growing up knew who Zendaya was. She's one of my favorite Disney stars because she's the only one who hasn't got like went crazy or like, you know, she stays on the good path. But the Disney star and Odell Beckham, you know, they were seen together partying. They spent the majority of the evening together, arm in arm. And they were seen, you know, talking with like a flirty little vibe. Zendaya did bring her dad to the party, and they left around, like, you know, 1 a.m. But when Zendaya left, Odell left, too. So, you know, kind of leaving at the same time. People are going to talk. But, I mean, she's 19 years old. She hasn't said anything officially yet about them dating, if they are dating. But she did say her response to the romance rumors. She says, any male that I've ever been around in my life, if they follow me on Twitter, if they look at me, if they breathe me, if they breathe the same air as me, we've dated. She said that in December of 2015. Now, in the January 2016 issue, adding that she did not have a boyfriend, she said, you've got to realize my schedule, it's kind of nuts. I don't have time to go out and get to know anybody. And then she, you know, continues saying, if I didn't know you from the last 3 or 4 years of my life, it's probably too late. You know what? Maybe it's not too late for these two, because they, you know, they did turn heads at the after party. Their presence there was a lot of talk because they were together. But again, I have to talk about Odell, and he was rumored to have been dating Amber Rose. What can I say about Amber Rose? Amber Rose is Amber Rose, but you know, nothing was serious ever. Nothing ever became of that. So, you know what, I think this Zendaya and Odell, you know, I think, you know, this little relationship might go somewhere, because, you know, football is over for a bit. Perhaps, you know, maybe he'll be spending a little more time with her. So hopefully we see some more things spark in the later, maybe weeks or months. But something else I wanted to talk about was Justin Bieber and Jason Corden. They go on a post-Grammy award drive in a carpool, and they do karaoke. And it is, if you guys don't know who Jason Corden is, you should look him up on YouTube. He is with all of the stars usually. He's driving them around, and he will like put on music and ask them to sing, and they will bust out like they'll bust out in song. They'll just start singing together. And he's actually a really, really good singer. And he's been with, like, Justin Bieber. He's been with Adele. He's been with several people. But I wanted you guys to listen to the video of him and James Corden and Justin Bieber, sorry. I wanted to want you guys to listen to the video of him. So here it is.
Here we go.
So hold on. While this is loading. So this is post the award show. This is a video they took before the show. But it's a really good a video. I'm getting it up right now. So basically what they do is they dance to like Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk You Up, but they make it into their own, you know, their own kind of like version of the song. And it's a really good thing. But yeah, basically they dance and sing to this their own version of Uptown Funk You Up. So I think it's going to work. Here it is. Well,
look, since we're stuck in some, should we listen to some music?
I'm down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay.
This is that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. You got trucks on in Saint Laurent. Gotta piss myself. I'm so chilly. Tip ticket too hot. Call the police and a fireman. I'm too hot. Hot dance. Make a brother wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Hot dance. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. Hot dance. And my man bowed.
All right, so that was just a little bit of the video. But I mean, if you have time, I would when you really told me that you hated my try friends. To like look up the whole video and then look the more about on James Corden because he is super, 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 super good. And honestly, he hasn't been that famous. I know he was a driver for them, but he definitely has a voice on him. And it you know, it's something really good. Write a song, cause I didn't want anyone the next story I have I still is care or don't, but you still with Jennifer Goodwin. And it is about her and her husband and her kids. And it has to do with her kids wanting her. She wants her kids to love maybe Disney. You should know that and it's really funny because she's in a lot of Disney movies. But maybe I don't know if that's the reason why. But, you know, and I feel like I feel like every kid likes Disney. I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now kids, I know. Like, so I don't think Jennifer has a problem with your kids liking Disney. Like, but you know, she is Once Upon a Time. You look that if you guys don't watch Once Upon a Time, baby, you should watch Once Upon a Time. They haven't had a new season yet. Since the previous one, but it is a great show. I really hope everyone should watch this one time. This song playing also is a really good song by Justin Bieber called Love Yourself. This album is on iTunes, you guys should get it. He's one of my favorite artists. So I'm going to talk about something that happened on Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live is one of my favorite shows also. And this particular actress was on Saturday Night Live. You know, they have like the guests that can come onto the shows and stuff. Well, Melissa McCarthy was invited to be on Saturday Night Live. So of course she took up.
Was I a fool to let
she took up the offer, and she is now going to be on SNL. And there's a live clip that I really want to show. And it's super funny. And if you think so let me that I'm still working. Yeah, so it's like it's a fresh clip that I'm about to play. So I wonder if it's gonna work. Let's see. So basically what it is Melissa McCartney.
You're watching the Game Show Network.
We're back with Supermarket Spree, and we're finally ready to get shopping.
Yay!
Melanie, you did well that round, but not nearly as well as Paget.
I watched every show, every single supermarket spree. So I studied it. I'm ready, and I have a plan.
Well, it all comes down to the final round. So I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. And remember, the goal here is to grab as many items as you can before time expires.
Got it. I know that.
But choose wisely, because some items have more value than others.
I know. I have a plan.
Now get ready to shop in 3, 2, 1, go!
I have a plan.
And they're off. Melanie is heading down the candy aisle looking for that bonus. And there goes Paget. She's skipping over the instant soups, ignoring the dairy, and she's heading to the employees-only section in the back.
But I like her chutzpah.
She's got a side of beef. Wow, that must weigh at least 200 pounds. I bet she found that back in the butcher's area. Got a little messy there. Meanwhile, it looks like Melanie found the canned yams, each worth $1.89. And she'll take two of them. Looks like Paget's got a whole bluefin tuna. That's sushi grade, $40 a pound. And Melanie is slowly choosing macaroni. And it looks like Paget has gone behind the deli case to find huge wheels of rare imported Parmesan Reggiano cheese. Remember, each of these is about $2,500 a pop. Melanie is grabbing some pasta.
That was the video. If you guys, I mean, I know you guys are hearing it, you can't see it, but you guys are hearing it. Melissa McCarthy is super funny to me. I really like all her movies. Tammy was a super funny movie to watch. Spy was super funny to watch. She's just a really good actress, and she's super, super funny to me. But as you guys said, like, this super funny clip was Melissa McCarthy. She was like an overeager, like extremely competitive player who was like, all she wanted, she went like straight for like the juggler, I guess you can say. She was like grabbing all the items she could. She was grabbing, I think it was like some like sushi, tuna from like the back where the employees were only supposed to go. She was grabbing like cheese, and she was grabbing like stuff from the deli section. I don't know. You guys should really look up this clip. It's called Cut for Time Supermarket Spree, Melissa McCarthy. But I just thought it was super funny. I wanted to share it with you guys. Moving on, I have a story about Rob Kardashian. Now, Rob Kardashian has really, really, really been out of the light, I guess, the spotlight, I guess you could say, for quite a while, I would say. And now I guess he's trying to show off his fitness progress while stepping out with his girlfriend, Blac Chyna. This is going to open another can of worms for me between Rob Kardashian, Blac Chyna, Kylie Jenner, Tyga, Scott Disick, and Amber Rose. This is going to be a story that I'm going to talk about. That since it's relating to this, it's something I can just get into because it's something I'm passionate about that I want to know the answers to what I'm going to talk about right now. So Rob Kardashian is stepping out and showing his fitness progress. You know, he's haven't been showing himself because he's been like, he thinks he's overweight and stuff. But he was seen with Blac Chyna. If you guys know who Blac Chyna is, that is Tyga's ex. Rob Kardashian is Kylie Jenner's brother. So there's like a little bit of like, I would say, animosity between the two, at least if it was me, because you know, like, your brother's dating your boyfriend's ex and you're dating your brother's girlfriend's ex. You know, it's kind of confusing, but you know, it's kind of weird once you understand what's going on and you understand who's with who, and then all the rumors you hear about like Scott Disick, Amber Rose. So like Blac Chyna, Amber Rose are trying to get like back at the Kardashians for like Kylie being with Tyga. So, I mean, Rob being with Blac Chyna, like, there's a lot of stuff going on between them. But I'm getting off topic. Going back to Rob Kardashian was spotted with Blac Chyna at an undisclosed building. He actually looked really good. He's not back to, like, you know, the Rob everyone knows from, like, a long, long time ago in the Kardashians. But he is, you know, making some progress. He always posts Instagram posts and Twitter posts, and they're all very inspirational. They're very motivating. Because, like, he did, it's kind of sad to talk about, because he really did lose that spotlight. Like, not a lot of people talk about Rob Kardashian anymore. He doesn't really have a lot of followers like all his siblings do on social media. He hasn't really done a lot for himself like he did when he was a lot younger, for reasons I don't know why. But I would love to find out and read into more about what happened to him. But it said he was seen and it was on Valentine's Day with Blac Chyna. So, you know, we cannot say they're not together because Valentine's Day, you know, supposed to be with your loved ones. She was with him. He was with her. So, yeah, that's all I can say. So the last story that I'm going to be talking about for a little bit has to do with the fashion at the Grammys. But before I do that, I'm going to go to a quick break.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot. Forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh, let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just you. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh.
This is DJ King, and you're listening to the Hollywood Slang only here on Penguin Radio. So before I left, I was talking about, I said I was going to be talking about fashion from the Grammys, but I want to specifically talk about Beyoncé's greatest fashion hits according to her stylist. So as we know, Beyoncé is beautiful. She always has great outfits that she likes to watch. She's a great singer. She's just amazing in general. Like her new Formation song, if you guys have not heard it, if you guys listen to the music video, please look it up. It is such a powerful song. It has a great message in it, and I really strongly suggest that you guys watch it and listen to the song. But basically what I want to talk about is all of her different, over the 16 years, her stylist wants to come out and talk about all of her amazing and all Beyoncé's favorite looks. It's something that really caught my eye because
I said, I don't need a model.
16 years working with Beyoncé must be amazing. There must be some times where you're just like, for like being able to work with Beyoncé. So I have a video I wanted to show, but it doesn't seem to work. But anyways, what Beyoncé's style is trying to say is that you can throw anything on someone, but it's all about selling the garment. She has a confidence that shines through. It's not just the clothes, it's who you are. That is, to me, a very powerful message. Really does think about Beyoncé. I think she's beautiful. Everything she wears is very beautiful. But like, if you guys follow Beyoncé, if you know like a lot of things about Beyoncé, her Dangerously in Love album, that was the beginning of everything. I just want to keep my tongue for a song while I get some hit. Like us, hold up. That's when she was. I take spirit like the Grand Reaper. Then when she was pregnant so close, with her child, she wore this orange lavender dress. And it was when she announced her pregnancy. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember that. It's when she like looked at the camera and she like rubbed her shoulder to let us know that she was having a baby. And that was like, the world was like crying that day. She like, that's how she exposed that she was pregnant. Then her shirt didn't cheat down. It was beautiful. You guys didn't see it. Please take a picture. She looked great. She looked classy, sexy, but she kept it. She kept it beautiful. So that also is really good. There was one outfit that really stuck out to me. And it was the outfit she wore to the Grammys, because the stylist that she made, the person made it the day before the Grammys. The day before the Grammys, to me, just sounds really, really crazy. Day before, they said that the zipper was like, they didn't even have a zipper or anything, like they had to put it all on. And that's crazy, but Beyonce, you looked amazing at the Grammys. That's all I have to say. So I want to end my show with talking about, you know, I want to end like on a funny note. It has to do with Justin Bieber, but it also has to do with Fashion Police. You guys don't know Fashion Police, they have like a Grammy series. Fashion Police used to have Joan River on it, not anymore. But it, when she was on it, it was amazing. I mean, it's still amazing, but you know, it's just missing that piece. But anyways, I love this show. I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I do like it. So this past episode, they had an episode just for the Grammys. It was Juliana Rancic, Brad Gresky, Melissa Rivers, Nikki, the co-hosts were Nikki Leakes. If you don't know who that is, she's from Housewives. And Margaret Chow. Margaret Chow is a comedian. And the last was the singer and actress Tinashe. So they had this funny thing about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, and they were just playing jokes about it. But if you guys didn't see Selena on the red carpet at the Grammy, she wore this nice blue dress. It really it was a Calvin Klein dress. It was a sapphire color. And Juliana Rancic says that she thinks that it looks really good in Selena Gomez. She looks hot. She looks like a hot woman. And I'm looking at the picture now as we speak. It looks great. But Margaret Chow, you know, she had a little bit to say about the sapphire blue dress. She's like, so, you know, while Juliana Rancic was talking about Selena Gomez's dress, Margaret Chow couldn't help but like compare it to something that she thinks is a little less blue and shiny. And then she says, blue and shinier than Justin Bieber's balls when she was dating. Literally, when I read this, I started cracking up. I was laughing so hard. But I do have one last video I want to show you guys before I go, and it has to do with Juliana Rancic and Nene Leakes talking about Beyonce's dress that she wore. I told you I really liked the dress, but they had, you know, they had a different opinion about it. So let me see if I can get this for you guys to come up. So it'd be like, this is going to be like one of the last things I talk about. Let's see. But they're basically talking about like the collar of the shirt. Let's see.
I would wear this. I love it.
Margaret.
Now, wearing white is dangerous, especially when you got hot sauce in your bag. I mean, that collar comes straight to us from Ian Ziering's Chippendales costume.
Fabulous. Hey, Brad, explain this to me, please.
Yes, explain, Brad.
Well,
yes.
I feel like if I went to the gates of heaven and this is what was greeting me, I would turn around and walk the other way.
Are you going to go to hell? Oh, you're going to hell?
I do not want to be anywhere around this look. No way.
Stop it.
No. you know, she might be waving the single lady's hand because no one's going to show up to the altar with her wearing this dress.
You tried.
Get that dance out again.
So as you can see, they did have a somewhat... They did have somewhat a different opinion than I thought they were going to have. But, I mean, that's why everyone has different opinions, right? But I just want to end my show by saying thank you to everyone who's listening right now. I know my cousin Ash is listening. I'll be back next Wednesday, 4 to 5, at radio.dominican.edu. This is the Hollywood Slang, and I'm DJ King. Make yourself at my home.